How much, where'd they grow cotton? They grow, where were the cotton fields? Where was it? They don't have cotton here anymore.
No.
Where did they used to grow cotton?
In the state. The same cane field.
Right on the estate.
The same cane field.
Same cane field.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, they grew the cotton on the cane.
What they used to do, when the cane field gave an amount of crop,
mm-hmm.
every year they took out
mm-hmm.
and plant cotton.
Uh-huh.
And after the cotton, you put back in the cane.
So was it every other year?
Yes, every year.
Every year.
Every year.
Uh-huh.
So the cane field, you know, the cane field, you know, every cane field, uh-huh. they have one field might be running
uh-huh.
three crop,
uh-huh.
or four crop, five crop.
Uh-huh.
But when they reach that,
uh-huh.
four crop,
yeah.
when they come to the arm to the ear,
I see.
They change that arm, they cut that first,
uh-huh.
then plant cotton.
And the cotton really helped the land, refreshes the land.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, that's interesting. So, okay, so you, but in the cane, what hours did you work? And how many days a week did you work when you were working in the field?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when you were young.
Yeah, from
when you were a hand.
From 6 days a week.
6 days a week.
Yeah.
For how long, how many hours?
From morning to night.
Okay. Really, from early morning?
Early morning
mm-hmm.
to night.
What were you paid?
Well, working by the cane, working by any cane,
mm-hmm.
you get paid by the ton.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see, by the amount of...
Yeah, by the ton.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So more cane you cut,
yeah.
more...
How much did you get?
Well, the most I get working on the cane. Working on the cane. When I used to hand it before
yeah,
I drive,
yeah.
The most per week,
mm-hmm.
I think $120.
I see. That's
120 to 25.
And that was for that 6 day a week, right?
6 days a week.
Yeah, how did they, did they give you advances during that time until the crop was weighed and they knew the amount? You have to have something to live on. Like while you're working in the cane, but before they know how much you produced.
When the crop start.
Yeah.
When the crop started, the crop.
Yeah.
When the crop started. After the crop.
Yeah. Well, after the crop.
After the crop,
yeah.
you get paid by the day.
Uh-huh.
You work 8 hours.
Uh-huh.
Daily.
Yeah.
But after the crop.
Yeah.
Is by the hand, is like a job work.
Oh, I see.
So you're paid by the ton.
Oh, I see.
So you work as long as you like.
So you're getting money, you're getting paid all
you
the time.
You get a little more than
Yeah. Where was Belmont's estate?
Belmont estate is below just St. Paul.
St. Paul?
Yeah, in St. Paul area.
In St. Paul, okay. That's good. Now, I wanted you, if you could tell me something about the, what you remember about hearing about jumbies when you were little.
Oh.
Tell me some jumbie stories. Can you think of any?
Huh?
Tell me.
I never saw one yet.
Never saw a jumbie?
No. Okay. But I didn't hear about them.
Tell me what you heard.
I hear me old people say when you want to see a jumbie,
yeah.
You turn up straight up.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And you mash your heels.
I heard that, yeah. And mash your heels.
Yeah. And she look at that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a jumbie, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, but you never seen one.
No, I never seen one.
Okay. How about
Jack? But another thing again, I hear a lady say that she was in a bus.
Yeah.
And she was going from church.
Uh-huh.
In a bus, and when she coming from country, coming here,
uh-huh.
she see a man atop the bus.
Uh-huh.
The bus man stop,
uh-huh.
and there is nobody.
Uh-huh.